Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Okay, this is coming back in 3, 2, 1. And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Got our first look at the Hastings College women's team here tonight as they're in action against Tabor College at the Osborne Sports Complex. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter, and coach off to a good start. Went up to last weekend, played in Fremont, won a couple of ball games, and played pretty well for this early in the season.
Yeah, you know, that was a good start for us. We were able to, score in the 70s, and that was a difficult process for us last year. So it was good to see the ball go in the hole a little bit. I still think we can play a lot better offensively. The first game especially, we struggled, especially from the three-point line. So hopefully, you know, we'll get more comfortable and kind of settle in and figure out roles and where we're supposed to go on in our offense. And I think as we do that, things will run a little bit more smoothly on the offensive end.
Talk about your preseason workouts. Were you happy with the way things really progressed there?
Absolutely. Our strength and conditioning coach, Steve Schultz, has done a fabulous job with our team. You can tell they're a lot stronger and more athletic. That'll play a role down the stretch. As we go on throughout the season, it helps us stay healthy. And I thought we made a lot of progress in the postseason last year, and then this preseason was really productive.
Maybe one person that has taken a jump maybe from a year ago is your post player, Laurel Zwiener.
Yeah, Laurel has become so much more athletic, and she's a force on the block, and she moves a lot better, and defensively she can make plays on some things that maybe she wasn't physically able to in the past. And so she's done a great job and worked really, really hard, and we're looking forward to seeing her just continue to grow throughout the season.
So, well, you brought in some shooters from a year ago. We've got most of the names from a year ago, and Cammy Bruckman and players like that. But you've brought in some shooters, and it looks like we can score some points this year.
Yeah, Cammy's obviously found her niche and figured out, the things that she does really well. And this year's just going to complement her, because we Jamie Van Kirk is a great scorer. And so when you have more than one threat, it kind of allows those players to take good shots and not to force things. And so you'll see Cammy get even better. And, Jamie Van Kirk, Autumn Zenon are two of our transfer kids that can really shoot the ball. And then you throw in a few freshmen. Chanel Farmer shot the ball really well for us lately, too. So I think we have a lot of threats and offensive weapons. And, we'll try to use who we can, who's on that night, and not, have to depend on just one guy.
Tell you what, bench-wise, it looks like you can go 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 players deep on the bench even.
Yeah, I feel like our depth is really good. We've got a lot of guards that can come in and give us great minutes, and all of them bring obviously their own strengths. And then Haley Giebers and Sierra Williamson have done a great job in the post so far for us as backups to Laurel, and they both bring very different looks than Laurel. So definitely feel like we have some depth, and we'll need that throughout the season.
With this many players, looks like they can play at any time. Different styles of game with some of these players are basically the same.
Yeah, some of them are a little bit more able to pressure in the backcourt and things like that. So you'll see certain groups in that will pressure a little bit more with, and then other groups that, their strengths are a little bit different. The size, we have some good size, and then we also have some speed, and, Abby Jackson, Chanel Farmer, Chelsea Morton, those kids are really good in the backcourt, especially defensively. So you'll see us give some different looks throughout the year.
What about defensively? I know it's been a work in progress since you've shown up here as a head coach. How's that progressing for you?
We're still growing in that, and still trying to move our way back into the backcourt. And we're not overly, you know, we're gambling excessively or anything like that. We're just trying to apply that constant pressure that's wearing on an offense. You know, we're not going to take it from you every possession, but we're just going to kind of grind on you a little bit over the course of a game, and that's definitely progress from where we were at last year.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. Hastings getting set to take on Tabor College here tonight. A team that's kind of tough to figure out early in the season. They had votes in the preseason rankings, receiving a few votes to not break the top 25. But this is a team that's off to an 0-2 start. What do you know about it?
Well, you know, the teams that they played were both, you know, NAIA Division I teams. And so they played a couple really athletic teams, Baker University, and then also Mid-America Christian University out of Oklahoma. And both were really, really close games and pretty high scoring. So we're going to see this team. They really like to push it. They're going to run the floor well. They're going to try to score a lot of points. And we're going to have to definitely lock down on the defensive end. And I think if we execute well, we'll be able to score some points on them. But it's going to come down to whether or not we can get stops and rebounds and contain their point guard. They have a really good little point guard.
This is a team that lost twice last week, scoring 90 and 86 points. So obviously they want a quicker type of tempo here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have some really good athletes, and like I said, they like to run the floor, and their point guard really pushes the tempo. And you know, she's picked to be an all conference player, and you know, that they're a really good team. So again, we're going to have to make sure that we can contain her, and make sure that you know, they also have a couple other pretty decent players. Rust is a nice forward who can really shoot the three and post up, and she's pretty versatile. So they have two or three, you know, players that if we don't find a way to stop them, they'll cause us some trouble.
Are we more concerned, obviously a win is important here tonight, but are we more concerned about ourselves and trying to work out our kinks to this early in the season?
Yeah, you know, we again, offensively, we still have some figuring each other out to do, and you know, we're trying to put in new things and figure out what's working and what isn't, and who should be playing at what times in the game, and so that's obviously an ongoing process, but definitely our focus is on us and just continuing to get better and making sure that we're prepared for our conference season, which starts, you know, at the end of next week. So it's coming before we know it, and we're really trying to be prepared for that for sure.
You like the conference season starting this soon? It is coming up in a hurry here.
Oh, you know, it's never a good time to start the GPAC. No, I'm just kidding. It's, you know, it's a challenge, and to start right away with Northwestern, you feel like you got to be ready right away, and you know, so these early season challenges, it's good to play teams that you feel like are going to challenge you a little bit and help you know what you're good at and what you need to continue to work on in preparing for the conference season.
Where do you want to see your team take the biggest jump here tonight? This is the third game of the season. Where do you want your team to take the biggest jump tonight?
You know, I think defensively, I felt like we were pretty solid for 20 to 30 minutes of the game, both games last week, weekend. So today we just really want to focus on making sure that we play 40 minutes of solid defense. And then offensively, our half court execution has to get a little bit better. You know, we've got to be a little bit smarter about our shot selection and figuring out, you know, when we can get it into the post and when we need to, you know, move the ball and be a little patient. I was pleased with our transition game last week, and so we want to obviously continue that, but we also need to make sure that we can execute when we don't get something right away in transition.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Tabor tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hostetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got our first look at the Hastings College women's basketball team for the 2013-2014 season here tonight as the Broncos entertain the Blue Jays out of Tabor College. I'm Mike Willen, call the play-by-play for you tonight. The Hastings College women opening up the regular season last weekend at the Midland Classic in Fremont. Hastings winning both of their games, knocking off Culver Stockton by the score of 77-64, and then knocking off Dakota State on Saturday by the score of 73-58. Hastings got good production out of returner Cammie Breckman. She averaged 15 points per ball game during that two-game stretch, and then a transfer student, Jamie Van Kirk, out of North Dakota State. She averaged 16.5 points per ball game in those two ball games last week, scoring 21 and 12 points respectively. Hastings is going to be very deep. Laurel Sweener, a returner from a season ago. She's in there at the post position. She's averaging in double figures at 10.5 points per ball game after the opening weekend. Tabor coming in, a record of no wins and two losses on the season. Tabor was a team that was receiving votes in the NAIA preseason poll this year. They've lost their first two ball games of the season to NAIA Division I teams. They lost to Baker by a score of 96-90, and also to Mid-America Christian out of Oklahoma by a score of 87-86. They've got a couple of players, in fact, four players, averaging in double figures after the first two ball games, led by Nikki Lewis, who is averaging 15 points per ball game, Janelle Rust averaging 15 points per ball game. And then Tanisha Dean is in there. She is averaging right at 12.5 points per ball game. And Aaron Maxwell averaging 10.5 points per ball game here in the first week of the season for the Tabor Blue Jays. They come in here out of the KCAC, the Kansas Athletic Conference down there. So it's Tabor College and Hastings College and Women's College basketball here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College men also in action. They're playing tonight in Bellevue against the Bellevue Bruins. A little bit later start for Hastings College men. We'll try to keep you up to date on that ball game as well as this one unfolds here tonight. So it's the Blue Jays of Tabor College and the Broncos of Hastings scoring off here tonight in women's college basketball. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. So Tabor College, under head coach Sean Reed, they will go with Nikki Lewis at one of the guard positions. Lewis is a 5-foot senior out of Oklahoma. Lewis, again,
through the first two ball games, averaging 15 points per ball game. Aaron Maxwell, a 5'10" junior out of Topeka, Kansas. Maxwell is averaging 10.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Tanisha Dean is a 5'11" junior out of Terrell, Texas. She is averaging 12.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. Mallory Zerker is another starter, 5'7", a sophomore out of Whitewater, Kansas. Zerker is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. And then Janelle Rust, a 5'11" senior out of Elbing, Kansas. Rust is averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds per game. Tabor College in the first two ball games this year hit 41% from the field, 25% from three-point territory, 75% from the free throw line. They out-rebounded their opponents 47-45. They averaged 19 turnovers in the first two games of the season and forced 17 on the defensive end. Hastings will go with Cammy Bruckman, a 5'9" senior out of Roseland. Bruckman averaged 15 points per ball game last weekend, 5 boards per contest. Abby Jackson getting a start, 5'6", a sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jackson averaged 5 points and 3 rebounds per game last weekend. Then the transfer student, Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", a junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk averaging 16.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge, averaging 6.5 points, 7 rebounds per game. Then Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", a senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwiener averaged 10.5 points last weekend, 4 rebounds per game. Of course, Carrie Hostetter, now in her second year, is the head coach of the Broncos of Hastings College. So Hastings is going to be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black and the crimson. It'll be the Tabor Blue Jays coming out in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the white. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left as we view it here at Lynn Ferrell Arena. It's the first look for the Hastings College women's basketball team after they played in the Midland Classic last weekend. Zwiener will jump things off for Hastings College. In there for Tabor is going to be, Tanisha Dean, and the ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tap. So Tabor College, they want to push the tempo here tonight. They lost two games last week by scoring points of 96 and 87. Hastings College scored in the 70s in the first two ball games of the season last weekend. Tabor's going to start off in a man-to-man defense. Abby Jackson feeds the ball down to Breckman on the baseline, spitting on the baseline, and now throws up an off-balance shot, and away it's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener, follow shot up and in. Doyle Zwiener gets the offensive board and the putback, and the Broncos have the lead by the score of 2-0. Here come the Blue Jays back quickly with the basketball. This is going to be Tanisha Dean with the ball as she drives into the hole down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. Breckman right-handed dribble down the far sideline, gets the ball ahead now to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives it inside the arc down on the baseline. Reverse layup is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores, and the Broncos are out to a 4-0 lead here. 1 minute into the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Into the forward court comes Tanisha Dean. She's going to hand it away to Nikki Lewis. Back over on the wing on the left side to Aaron Maxwell. To the elbow. And back on top.
Braun waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air. Jordan Westerkamp, Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby!
Now let's check the pulse of Husker Nation.
18 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. 4-2 is the score. The Broncos out on top of the Tabor Blue Jays here tonight. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson will play things into a Jamie Van Kirk. Man-to-man defense here for the Tabor Blue Jays. Driving down the lane is Van Kirk. Down in the corner, that's Jackson. Her shot for three is going to be up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound, Breckman. Foul shot is up there and in. Cammy Breckman gets the follow, and it's a 6-2 ball game now. Hastings College out on top. Quickly, the Blue Jays come back to the offensive zone. They've got Tanisha Dean behind the screen. Tanisha Dean moves it down in the corner to Zerker. Drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Got to go on Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk picks up her first personal foul, first team foul on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Tabor will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tanisha Dean with a ball for Tabor will play things down in the corner to Nikki Lewis. Lewis dribbles the ball with her left hand, gets away, now drives the ball to the hole, puts it up there, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline, now to Abby Jackson. Jackson runs it into the offensive zone for Hastings College. Leaves it back out on top, down to Cammy Breckman. Breckman comes across the top over to Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener, spins, puts up a shot at somebody up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. She is mauled on the play. Breckman is knocked down and away, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Tabor College. It's going to go on Tanisha Dean. That's going to be her first team foul number one on the Blue Jays. This will be a shooting foul for Hastings. Yami Breckman goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. It's 6 out of 11 free throws last weekend up in the Fremont. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team hitting 63% of their charity tosses so far this season. 6-2 is the score. Broncos have an early four-point lead. 17-31 to play. Next shot is up there. She drains that, baby. Now Hastings has a five-point lead. It is 7-2. Running back the other way is Nikki Lewis. Moves it down in the corner to Zerker. She drives the ball in the paint. Puts up a shot. It's off of the iron and back down through the hole. Mallory Zerker scoring there. That's her first field goal. 7-4 is the score. Tabor is down by 3 points. Hastings with the ball. They get it inside down to Zwiener. Back outside. That's Breckman with the ball. Back down to Zwiener. And the shot is up and in. Zwiener scores there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. It's now a 9-4 contest. Hastings College down on top. Now the ball is swatted away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tabor College basketball. Bronco basketball brought to you in part tonight by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 17 minutes to play here in the first half. 9-4 is the score. Hastings out on top. Women's College basketball action here tonight. Maxwell gets the ball away to Nikki Lewis, and she's tied up as she comes down the lane. Abby Jackson got her hands in there, tied up Nikki Lewis. The alternating jump goes to, looks like goes to Tabor, so the Blue Jays will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. They will get things in way out here on far sideline, and Nikki Lewis, she saves it from going out of bounds. She was stepping on the sideline, though. First turnover on Tabor here in the ballgame. Hastings College with a five-point lead will come back the other direction. Just under 17 minutes to play here in the first half. Frankie Peterson to the ball for Hastings, gets it into Abby Jackson. Jackson trots it into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes over to Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk out here in the three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball, drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's off of the fingertips of Van Kirk. It goes out of bounds, but they say it was tapped out, and Hastings will play things in. Kaylee Troxel comes into the ball game. Amber Tamez also checking in there for Tabor. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jackson plays things in. The Zwiener back outside. Here's a long-range jumper put up there, no good by Frankie Peterson. It's short, and the rebound comes down to Troxel. Troxel here in backcourt gets it away to Amber Tamez. Right-handed dribble about waist high. Brings it into the offensive zone. Drives it all the way. The goal and shot is up and in. Amber Tamez scores for Tabor. That's her first field goal. 9-6 is the score now. Hastings College out on top by 3 points. Here's a Cammy Breckman with the ball. Feeds it inside to Zwiener. Her shot's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Amber Tamez. So Tabor can tie things up with a three-point field goal. Nikki Lewis down the far sideline, dribbles it to the elbow, comes out to Tamez, top of the key, spins at the free throw line, nearly lost it, now to Troxel. Troxel outside, now to Nikki Lewis, still 14 in the shot clock. Lewis trying to penetrate against Jackson. Lewis gets it now into the hands of a Troxel. Her shot's going to be short, no good. The ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch down there by Van Kirk of Hastings. So it'll be Tabor playing things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Zwiener comes out into the ball game for Hastings. Will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson is 6 foot junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. So Zwiener will get a quick breather here in this first half of play. Tabor will play things in to the far side. Rust has got it, drives it into the hole. Her shot's going to be no good. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Sierra gets the ball away now to Abby Jackson down the right sideline. Abby with a right-handed dribble. The Broncos have a three-point lead, 9-6. Jackson in the lane. Wheels puts it up there. Too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Down in the corner to Van Kirk. Shot for three, good. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. And Hastings has doubled up the Tabor Blue Jays early. It's a 12-6 ballgame. Hastings with an early six-point lead. Here come the Blue Jays back into the forecourt. Over here to Molly Moran. They get it out to Amber Tamez. Left wing now to Nikki Lewis. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's too strong. No good. Offensive rebound. Troxel goes back up. Her shot over Van Kirk. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammy Breckman gets the ball ahead down the near sideline to Van Kirk. Brings it to the center of the floor. Drives it into the hole. Her shot's going to be too strong, but a foul is going to be called. Hastings very good in the transition there. Draws a personal foul. Amber Tamez picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Tabor College here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk, already with 5 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Van Kirk had 75% of her foul shots a week ago in the two ball games. She was 3 for 4. This is her first one here. Jamie Van Kirk, the Sutton product, being played at NCAA Division I North Dakota State last year, transferring to Hastings College here for this year. Van Kirk will have another shot here. 14:54 to play here in the first half. 12-6 is the score. Hastings leading. Next shot is up there. It is good by Van Kirk. So she's now got 6 points. The Hastings College lead is now 7 at 13. Actually, 13-6. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's Kaylee Troxel with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Chanel Farmer, who's into the ball game for the first time. There's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Second turnover there on the Tabor. Coming back the other way is Van Kirk. Nice pass to Williams. In shot is going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Tamez, and a foul is going to be called. Williamson misses the easy one there for Hastings. And then a personal foul is called on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Adam Zanon coming into the ball game now for Hastings College. And now we're going to have a timeout called here. The timeout is called. 14:29 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Tabor 6.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by S&L Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So Hastings jumped out to an early 4-0 lead here in this basketball game. They continue to lead, 14:29 to play here in the contest. It is 13-6. We're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Again, the Hastings College men's basketball team looking for their second win of the season this evening on the road playing at Bellevue. Pressure by the Broncos now in backcourt down the near sideline. Kaylee Troxel brings it all the way to the baseline, being chased there. Double team back outside now to Tamez. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Amber Tamez scoring there for Tabor. That's her second field goal. 13-8 is the score now. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. Here's Autumn Zanon. She's one of the new kids on this team, a senior out of Arlington, Texas, who joined the team during this past year. Here's Van Kirk putting it up there left-handed in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound, foul shot good. Frankie Peterson gets the offensive board and put back. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Hastings College out on top by a score of 15-8. Kayla Wilger's into the ball game now at the point position. Moves it across the top to Amber Tamez, to the near sideline to Zerker. Now drives it into the paint, kicks it back out on the wing on the left side to Wilger's. Back outside the ring now to Troxel. Hastings College playing that man-to-man defense. Troxel down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops. Her shot from 10. Too strong. No good. Rebound Van Kirk. Gets it to Zanon on the right sideline. There's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around in the lane. It's going to be a personal foul called here in Hastings. Personal foul called in the Broncos is going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Holly Samuelson. Coming out is going to be Frankie Peterson. So Holly Samuelson into the ball game now, a 5'9" junior out of Gretna. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt now. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Wilgers as she runs it into the forecourt. Wilgers on the far sideline, stops, reverses the ball to Nikki Lewis, drives it down the right side of the lane. Now out here to Tanisha Dean. Down in the corner to Lewis, back outside to Wilgers for 3, shot good. Kayla Wilgers hitting a 3-pointer there for Tabor. And all of a sudden, it's a 15-8 ball game. Hastings College, it should be 15-11. Hastings College with a lead. There's a shot in the lane, no good by Williams in short. And the rebound comes down here to Tabor College running back the other way. This is Nikki Lewis with the ball. Nikki Lewis to Tanisha Dean. a feeder inside here. That's going to be Amber Tamez. We got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Williamson. Williamson picks up her second personal foul.
Number 45, Amber Williamson, her second personal, 14 fouls. Into the Bruckman, number 10, Brocky
Bruckman. Into the ball game now is going to be Bruckman. She comes in for a Van Kirk. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game now for Williamson. 12:37 to play here in the first half. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 15-11 is the score. Hastings College with a 4-point lead. Here's Nikki Lewis out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Chanel Farmer. He has St. Cecilia product out here in the 3-point territory. Behind the screen comes Nikki Lewis. Lewis goes over to Wilgers. Her 3-pointer from the left wing is up there and in. So back-to-back trays here for Kayla Wilgers. And all of a sudden, it's a 15-14 ball game. Hastings leading by a point here. Here's Wiener. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to, that's going to be Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer feeds it inside down as Wiener puts it up there. Left-handed. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled into play. Laurel Wiener gets the field goal there for Hastings. She is hacked on the arm by Janelle Rust of Tabor. That's going to be the first foul on Rust. Wiener gets her third field goal. And now Wiener goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Zwiener, 9 out of 11 on free throws so far this year. Her shot is up there. It's good. A 3-point play for Hastings College, and now it's an 18-14 ball game. We have played 8 minutes here in this one from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Wilgers with the ball. Hands it away now to Dean. Dribbles it down to Wayne. Her shot's going to be too strong. No good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Autumn Zanon has got the ball. Zanon into the forecourt. Traveling violation. Zanon a little indecision there, trying to get it away to Breckman. Zanon has whistled for the traveling violation. That's the first turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 11:45 to play in the first half. Hastings 18 and Tabor College 14 in women's college play. Tabor will play things in here in backcourt. Nikki Lewis has got the ball. Again picked up by Chanel Farmer of Hastings St. Cecilia. Now playing here for Hastings College for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Maxwell has got it back outside. Here's Wilgers, another three. That one's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Chanel Farmer, left-handed dribble, comes into the forward court to Zanon. Autumn throws it up there from three. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Janelle Rust. Janelle Rust with the ball. Her pass is deflected in backcourt, but is picked up by Lewis. Samuelson got her hands on it there for Hastings College, but right back into the hands of Nikki Lewis, who brings it up the far sideline, gets it ahead now to Tanisha Dean. Outside to Maxwell, top of the key. Swings it right side down to Nikki Lewis. Backs outside to a Wilgers at the top of the key. Comes across the top to Lewis. Throws up a three-pointer over there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson, right-handed dribble into the forecourt now. Switches to her left hand. Sets up the offense. Bounce pass goes inside. As Cammy Breckman spins in the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouled into play. They got the ball inside to Breckman, and she is fouled into play. Tanisha Dean picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four in the Blue Jays. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. Breckman has got 3 points in the ballgame. Field goal, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Their shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. She'll get one more. Breckman hitting 54% of her foul shots so far this season. Abby Jackson comes back into the ballgame for Hastings College. Also coming in for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. 10 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with a lead, 18-14. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Breckman hits 1 out of 2. 19-14. Hastings is led by as many as 7 points here in the first half. Tabor has hit a couple of three-pointers to stay close off of the hands of Kayla Wilgers. Here's Nikki Lewis with the ball. Comes back outside to Troxel behind his screen. Troxel dribbles to the top of the key, sends it down to the baseline, down to Maxwell. Drives toward the goal, puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Zwiener, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Breckman. Outlet pass to the far sideline. They get it to Abby Jackson. Feeds it inside, down to Zwiener. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot's off of the left side, no good. Zwiener gets her own ball back. Zwiener dribbling the ball into lane. Forces up a shot. It's up there. She banks one home. Laurel Zwiener banks one home right in front of the basket. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by 7 again. 21-14. Hastings has scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. From the free throw line, shot up and in. Kaylee Troxel scoring there for Tabor. That's her first field goal, 21-16. Blue Jays still within 5 points here. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings College. Jackson dribbling with the right hand, comes across the top now. Frankie Peterson, Cammy Breckman, Inside to Zwiener. Pass down in the corner to Jackson. Out to Peterson. Fakes the three. Two-handed pass across the top. Bruckman has got it. Dribbles it down the lane. Contact made. Offensive foul. Bruckman runs over Aaron Maxwell down there. And Cammy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. And in the ball game for Hastings will be Van Kirk. Coming out will be Farmer. So now Farmer now on the bench. Jamie Van Kirk back in there. 9 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings 21 and Tabor College 16. Pressure by the Broncos in backcourt. Nikki Lewis has got the ball against Jackson. Sends it into the forecourt. There's a popper put up there from 10 feet away. Amber Tamez, it's going to be no good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. Peterson with the ball for the Broncos. Gets the ball ahead now to Van Kirk. Fakes the three. Dribbles to the goal and signs up and in. And she's fouling the play. Van Kirk scoring again for Hastings College. He is fouling the play here. Molly Moran picking up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Tabor College. And going to the free throw line will be Van Kirk for Hastings College. Van Kirk's free throw is up there and in. What an addition she's going to be this year for Hastings College. He averaged 16.5 points per ball game in the first two last weekend. And he wins over Culver, Stockton, and Dakota State. 24-16. Hastings College has the biggest lead of the ball game at the 9:06 mark. Here in the first half, they get it inside to Tamez. Works one way, then the other. Throws it over here on the wing to Moran. Her shot for three. Good. Molly Moran hits the third three-pointer of the ball game for Tabor College. As a 24-19 contest now. Hastings with the lead. Frankie Peterson comes over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Cammy Breckman behind the screen. Breckman dribbles the ball to the goal, puts it up there left-handed, and scores it. Cammy Breckman scores for Hastings. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 26-19. Hastings College again leading by 7 points. Here's Tamez with the ball. Gets it into the paint. Kicks her back out here to Janelle Rust. Out of Tamez. Her shot is up there. It rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Gets it into the hands of Abby Jackson. Having problems with a dribble. Picks her back up. Gets it down to Bruckman. Down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Peterson. No good. An error ball. Rebound comes down to Tabor College. Down the right sideline comes Nikki Lewis. Nikki Lewis on the right-handed dribble here for the Blue Jays. Lewis gets away. Throws it back out on the top of the key to Moran. She looks to penetrate down to the near sideline. With the basketball there is Nikki Lewis down in the corner left side to Rust. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk on the weak side. Jamie Van Kirk runs her back the other way. Cuts it toward the goal. Nice pass down on the baseline. That's Breckman with it. Breckman out to Jackson, top of the key. To Cammy for three. Shot is up there. It rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down here to Kaylee Troxell. 7:38 to play here in the first half. Troxell with the ball. Troxell comes into the forecourt, comes over here to Molly Moran, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now comes over here on the wing to Rust, back inside. There's a shot put up there by Tamez. Off of the goal, no good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got it. Hastings has a 7-point lead. 26-19. Peterson goes all the way on the dribble down to the baseline. Kicks her back out here, now to Van Kirk, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener has got 11 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. And the Broncos lead by a score of 28-19. This is their biggest lead of the ball game at the 7-minute mark here in the first half. Molly Moran with the ball. Top of the key to Amber Tamez. Lobs it inside. Working with the ball is Janelle Rust. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be a traveling violation on Janelle Rust. Third turnover on Tabor here in this first half of play. Here in the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Chelsea Morton. But we got a timeout first. Tabor wants to talk things over. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Tabor 19.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College in a non-conference game here tonight on top of Tabor by a score of 28-19. A lot of action in women's college basketball in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight as far as teams in the conference. Nobody playing conference activity yet. Dort is playing at Grandview. Presbyterian Presentation College is at Dakota Wesleyan. York College is playing at Mount Marty tonight. Concordia is at the College of St. Mary. The game between Dakota State and Northwestern tonight in Orion City was postponed because of snow. 28-19 is the score. Hastings College has led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 4 points in the game and have not looked back. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings. Out of Chelsea Morton here. Free throw line extended left side. She's recovering from a knee injury from a season ago. Morton has got a brace on that right knee here to start the season. Here's Van Kirk with the ball now to Abby Jackson. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Morton has got the ball. Morton dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Van Kirk. Down the lane. Dishes off. Shot is up and in. That's going to be Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards scoring there for Hastings College. Van Kirk gets the assist, and the Broncos have a 30-19 lead. So Alex Edwards now into the ball game for Hastings, and now we've got a foul called. That's going to go on Edwards. That's going to be your first. Alex Edwards picks up the personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings College. We're down to 6:06 to play here in the first half from Lynn Ferrell Arena tonight. Haley Troxel will inbound the ball. They get it to Tamez. Tamez in the lane. Kicks her back out. Top of the key. Three-pointer good. Hannah Lepke scoring there for Tabor College. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Boy, Tabor is staying close by some three-pointers here in this ball game tonight. Here's Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson, Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk splitting a couple of defenders. Drives. Dishes off to Edwards. Her shot underneath the basket is no good, but she's fouling the play. Edwards misses the easy one there for Hastings College, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Kaylee Troxel of Tabor. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on Tabor College in the first half of play. Now Alex Edwards goes to the free throw line here for Hastings College, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Alex Edwards will have one more shot here. The Broncos now have a 31-22 lead over Tabor College. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead for the first time tonight. It occurs with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Wilger's back in there for Tabor. Got the ball. Brings her outside the ring here to a Troxel. Troxel down top of the key. That's a Wilger's with it. Dribbles to the elbow on the right side. Now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called there. That's the 4th turnover on Tabor here in the ball game. Hastings College will come back the other way with 5:26 to play in the first half. 32-22. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Abby Jackson with it. Abby goes over to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Jackson. Feeds it inside here to Edwards. Spins. Puts it up there. Shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul called. They got her inside to Alex Edwards, who posts it up left side of the lane. Edwards goes for the goal, and she can be fouled into play here. Personal foul, Hannah Lepke. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 7. On Tabor and going to the free throw line will be Edwards. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. Edwards has got 5 points now in the ball game for Hastings. Autumn Zanon coming into the ball game now for Abby Jackson. Edwards will have another one as Hastings has built an 11-point lead early in this ball game. Next one is up there. It is good. Edwards is perfect from the free throw line, and Hastings has built a 34-22 lead over Tabor College. This is a team that was receiving votes for the NAIA preseason top 25 poll that was released just before the start of the basketball season. Mallory Zerker has got the ball at the top of the key, trying to drive it, can't do it, gives it away now to Troxel. Bound fast comes back out on top. The Wilgers, now to Troxel again, to Tamez, left side to Wilgers, free throw line extended left side, picked up by Zanon of Hastings, 3-pointer, put up there, is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble down in the corner. Morton for 3. Shot off the front iron. No good. Rebound Zerker. She runs her back the other way. 2-on-1 against Van Kirk. Takes it to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Outside down to Lemke. She dribbles it down the lane. All with the basket. A shot. No good. Rattles out of there. And the rebound comes down to Alex Edwards now for the Hastings College Broncos. To Van Kirk for 3. Shot short. No good. Rebound comes down here to Wilgers. Kayla Wilgers for Tabor running down the near sideline. 4:11 to play here in the first half. They lob it inside now to Tamez. Her shot off balance. No good. Rattles off of the right side. Rebound comes down to Holly Samuelson. Now to Autumn Zanon. Zanon gets it into the forecourt. Now to Morton. Back outside is Samuelson. Moves to her left. Fires up a 12-footer. It's short. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Tabor ball. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. So now Farmer comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Chelsea Morton. Hastings will play Kansas Wesleyan at home on Friday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And in a week from Saturday, the conference season starts with a big showdown, an early season showdown with the Red Raiders of Northwestern. Driving to the basket, a shot is up and in. That's going to be Kayla Wilgers. Wilgers has hit a couple of three-pointers. That's her first two-point field goal of the night. She's got eight in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point contest now at 34-24. Hastings looking for their third straight win to start the season here tonight. Tanan has got the ball out to Samuelson, top of the key. Now to Farmer, 4-3. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Gets her own rebound. Farmer's bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Molly Moran. Moran gets it in the hands of Nikki Lewis. Lewis on the dribble now for Tabor. Comes over here to Wilgers. Out on top to Russ. Two-handed pass down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Lost out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Aaron Maxwell. Into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Frankie Peterson. Coming to the bench will be Edwards. 3:13 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College with a 10-point lead, 34-24. Autumn Zanon has got it now for Hastings College as she comes into the forecourt. Transfer kid from Arlington, Texas. Over here on the left side is going to be Frankie Peterson. She holds the ball as Tabor saves the man-to-man defense. Peterson takes it to the free throw line in the dribble. Bombs it down in the corner to Samuelson. Back outside to Van Kirk. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there. Misses the shot. No good. Ball is being swatted around down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Tabor ball. That's touched by Autumn Zanon of Hastings. It's going to be Tabor playing things in. Here in their end of the four, Molly Moran will play it in. End of the ball game now will be Zwiener. Coming out is going to be Holly Samuelson. Tell you what, the Broncos are going to be deep this year. Hastings is already 10 girls deep here in this first half of play. 2:40 remaining in the first half. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 34-24. Molly Moran with the ball now to a Nikki Lewis. Nikki Lewis getting away. She dribbles it there against the Chanel Farmer. Back outside to Molly Moran behind the screen. Moran takes it to the top of the key. Now to Wilgers. Dribbles once, bombs it inside. The pass is too far. And it's taken out of there by Hastings College. That's a Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass gets it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. To Zwiener back outside to Van Kirk. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in by Chanel Farmer. And she's fouled into play. Chanel Farmer got the offensive board in the put back. And Farmer goes to the free throw line now for Hastings College to try to make this a three-point play. Wilgers picks up the foul. That's going to be your first team foul, number 8 on Tabor College. Into the ball game now for Tabor is going to be Troxel. Going out will be Wilgers. The free throw line for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. 1 out of 2 from the stripe a week ago. Her shot is up there is good. So a three-point play. Hastings has opened up a 37-24 lead. The biggest lead of the ball game now at the 2:07 mark of this first half. Here's Maxwell with the ball, trying to put Zwiener in the air. Maxwell gives it up to Lewis. Back out to Maxwell. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. All being tapped around, and a foul is going to be called here on Tabor. Trying to reach for the ball there, I believe, was Troxel. That's the case. Kaylee Troxel picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 9 on the Blue Jays. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor now to have some free throws. Hastings out on top on a score of 37-24. To the free throw line will be Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got 2 points so far in the ball game for the Broncos. 5'9" senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Taz Yorick coming to the ball game now. Van Kirk will come to the bench. Yorick is one of the returners from a season ago. To the free throw line will be Hastings. Peterson puts it up there and a shot good. Frankie Peterson now with 3 points in the ball game. 38-24. Hastings now leading by 14 points here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Barely rattles the net there for Peterson. The ball goes through the hole. 39-24. Hastings with a lead here late in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nikki Lewis has got it now. Nikki Lewis to Aaron Maxwell out here in three-point territory. Maxwell holds it. Zwiener right in her face defensively. Comes across the top to Nikki Lewis. She's got it at the top of the key. Feeds it over there on the left side to Zerker. Her turnaround jumper is up there and in. And that's a Troxel. Kaylee Troxell is into the ball game now. She hits the field goal. She got 4 points in the ball game. Now 39-26. A 13-point lead for the Broncos. Farmer goes inside out of Zwiener. Back out to Chanel. Deep in the left corner. Shot good. Chanel Farmer, a three-pointer there. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It is 42-26. Hastings with a big lead here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nikki Lewis back outside to Rust. Her shot for three, no good. Offensive rebound here to Aaron Maxwell. Feeds it into the lane and overthrows everybody. The ball's brought out of there by Taz Yorick. Taz down the right sideline. Stomps. Gets it away now to Peterson. On to dribble down to the baseline. Her pass across the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Hastings turns it over for the third time here in the first half. Nikki Lewis running down the right sideline. Top of the key. That's Troxell. Bombs away. Shot for three. No good. Rebound Russ. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Maxwell. And she's going to be fouled into play. So now Hastings giving up some offensive boards down here. And finally, a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her second. Two fouls now on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings College. So going to the free throw line will be Tabor, and going to the line will be Aaron Maxwell. Maxwell with 2 points so far in the ball game. She's a 90% foul shooter after the first weekend of the season, hitting 9 out of 10 for the free throw line. As Maxwell will have a shot here for Tabor, 33 seconds to play in the first half. The shot by Maxwell is up there. It's going to be no good, and a rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Zwiener with the board, gets it out here to the near sideline to Farmer. So now left-handed dribble down the near sideline into the offensive zone. Farmer back outside now to Frankie Peterson. Across the top to Taz Yorick. Taz holds it. Now dribbles out here into three-point territory. Taz double team, still dribbling with the ball out here. Finally flips it away to Autumn Zanon. We've got 9 seconds left in the shot clock. 10 seconds left in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Zanon, top of the key. Bounce pass. They get it to Zwiener. Now to Zanon. Throws up a shot. It's going to be good, but it's not going to be any good. It's going to be a shot clock violation as the horn sounds with 3.1 seconds to play. So the Broncos did not get it away in time. A shot clock violation. And in the ball game now is going to be Samuelson. Going to the bench will be Zwiener. It'll be Tabor playing things in here in backcourt with 3.1 seconds to play. Interception. Interception there. Peterson gets the ball into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Zanon. It was intercepted. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead over Tabor in women's college basketball. Broncos have led the entire ball game so far, jumping out to a 4-0 lead. And Hastings has got the lead here at halftime. The score is the Broncos 42 and Tabor 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington. Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College with a lead over Tabor College. The score is 42-26. The halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take out, and take Valentino's with you. for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos scored the first 4 points in the basketball game here tonight. Doubled the score on Tabor at 12-6. Hastings had a 15-14 lead with 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play, but then played pretty well from that point on. Eventually got out to an 11-point lead at 30-19 and stretched that lead here in the second half of play. Hastings, or the first half of play, Hastings now leading by 16 at the break. It is 42-26. Broncos getting production up and down the roster here tonight. They have over 11 players have already scored. 11 players have already seen playing time here for Hastings. And 5 players have scored thus far. Laurel Zwiener is leading the way for the Broncos. She has got 5 field goals. She's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk, she has knocked down a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 9. Gabby Breckman has got 6 points. She's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 4 from the line. Chanel Farmer, she had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6. Frankie Peterson has also been in the ball game. She has hit a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. But Hastings getting 11 points in the first half from Laurel Zwiener. Tabor College are being led so far by Kayla Wilgers. She has knocked down 2 3-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal, so she's got 8 points here in the ball game. 4 points for Amber Tamez on a couple of field goals. Haley Troxel has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Hannah Lapke, she has knocked down a tray for early points in the first half. Molly Moran has got a 3-pointer for 3. Mallory Zerker has got a field goal for 2. Aaron Maxwell has got a field goal and 2 points. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. Hastings hitting 14 out of 38 from the field, 36%. The Broncos just 2 out of 11 from three-point territory for 18%. And Hastings from the free throw line connecting on 12 out of 15 for 80%. Meanwhile, for Tabor College, they're hitting 32% of their field goals in the first half. They're 11 out of 34. 4 out of 13 on three-pointers for 30%. And 0 out of 1 from the free throw line, obviously with 0%. Hastings right now out rebounding Tabor 27 to 15, including 10 to 7 on the offensive end. The Broncos have 9 assists, 5 turnovers, and 1 block shot with 4 steals in the first half of play. Tabor College has got 5 assists, 9 turnovers, no block shots, and 2 steals. Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime over Tabor by the score of 42-26. I think when I gave you the Hastings College scoring, I left one girl out. That was Alex Edwards. Edwards so far in the ball game has got 6 points, and she's got a field goal, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 42-26 is the score. Hastings College has the lead in women's college basketball tonight. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Get it delivered. Coming up next, we've got the Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Avronik, and then the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action.
Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Good evening and welcome to the first installment of the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS, brought to you by Hastings College. We are back here at the KHS Sports Studios, and I am joined by the Sports Information Director at Hastings College, Adam Mazur, with us on the first installment of the Hastings College Spotlight show. Adam, appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
Adam, we brought you on for the Hastings College Spotlight for this first show because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of excitement building about this year's basketball team in particular, with Coach Bill Gavers returning to the men's basketball program at Hastings College. A lot of excitement building on campus.
Yeah, actually, there is a lot of excitement. You know, I mean, he takes over a team last year finished 20-11. There's a lot of offensive explosion coming back. You bring back Tobin Reinwald, and then you've also brought in a couple of recruits that can help, whether it's at the recruiting position, and Akeem Morissant, or Ibu Fall, who comes to us from University of Missouri St. Louis, who helps us inside. He complements Dylan Flynn very well. Dylan Flynn's more of your finesse guy inside, when you'll have Ibu Fall, who can bring some size and strength inside to help against some of those teams. You know, when you look at Northwestern or Doan, or of course Morningside, that bring a little bit more size and presence. Dort, you know, so that'll help there. But you know, we're still going to be able to score. He brings a defensive mindset to the team. Coach Gavers does, and that's going to be something that I know a lot of people are excited about. And he's well known around the area. He graduated from Hastings College in the late 80s, played on some really good teams under Mike Trader, made the national tournament, and of course, now you bring that back. He's got a lot of presence around the area, so I think that generates a lot of hype as well. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what he can do, you know, with the offensive firepower. He's a defensive-minded coach, so it should be a lot of fun this season to really see what this team is capable of.
You know, just as far as Coach Gavers is concerned and as far as the Hastings College campus is concerned, is sort of really kind of connecting this new era of Hastings College basketball to eras past. And there's even, you know, special celebrations going on really kind of throughout the basketball season with, as you look back even at Coach Farrell. Talk about connecting the past and present here and some of the events that are going on.
Well, there's a lot of different things that bring this whole thing together. You go back to the 1963 team that we're going to honor January 11th, I do believe, when UNK comes to town. And it's going to be one of those great things where 1963 was Doc Farrell's first team that went to the national tournament. And, you know, when we're able to bring those guys back to campus, and it's going to be, actually, it's January 12th. I take that back. But it's one thing where you can honor that, bring back some history, and then, you know, there's other history in there. Of course, Mike Trader took over after Doc Farrell retired, and then he brought in a lot of great basketball teams and players. Of course, Bill Gavers, he's also in the Athletic Hall of Fame here at Hastings College. So he's one of those guys that, you know, you got some tradition from back in the 80s and 90s, and then Mike Trader carries it over. And so we want to be able to try and tie a lot of these things in. I know this type of community in Hastings really likes to tie back to a lot of the old things that went on, and this is a great way to do it. We're going to recognize this team from 1963, and then you turn around and you're going to have a great opportunity to see that, and now we're going to bring in a new implementation, a different style of coach, a guy that's really defensive-minded, and then, you know, you do it with an old rivalry in UNK, a team that just bounced back and forth, really went at it back in the days when they were Kearney State. Mike Trader has a lot of history there. Bill Gavers has a lot of history there. So when you add all of this together, and then you also really recognize team you know, a great team back in 1963. It's really starting to tie a lot of these things in. And then if we get the community involved, I think we can really start to see this evolve over time. And maybe we can rekindle a little bit of that fire with UNK as well, bringing some history. So there's a lot of implementation that's going in here. And I know Mike Trader's really been firing hard to make this a big deal, make this a big event. And I think it will be. And this team's really going to be able to dictate that, because I think they're set up to have a great season. And, you know, they can really do that. If they get their defensive mindset going, it's really going to bring back some of those mentalities of the Doc Farrell era, Mike Trader era, the way Bill Gavers was trained, and now he can bring his coaching philosophies in, and it just ties everything in together. And that day could be a really special day when we go in and honor that 1963 basketball team under Doc Farrell.
Adam, for those that might be new to the Hastings College basketball program, or maybe new listeners to the basketball broadcast, sort of explain the rivalry and try to put it in terms for those that weren't around or weren't on campus back when UNK and Hastings College was the main event for the evening.
Well, when you go back in time, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously, we haven't played them in football for a long time, but that was something that also carried over into basketball season. So there was, and you know, the close proximity, of course, they were NAIA then, so we played them a lot more, especially in every sport. Once they went Division II, things have kind of tapered off. Different rules, regulations, teams have kind of gone in different directions, you know, in every aspect. But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school. That was just the way it was. And that rivalry's kind of disappeared a little bit, and I know Mike Trader, he's been a part of it. He wants to really rekindle that fire. And so hopefully doing something like this, bringing some of the old with guys that have been part of the program for a long time, along with the new, it's going to start to rekindle a little bit of that fire, storytelling from the 1963 squad through Mike Trader, through Bill Gavers that has been through this. And, you know, the new guys aren't going to necessarily know it until you start hearing some of those stories and start building that fire again, bringing some of the old coaches back into play from way back then, especially with UNK. Once you do that, the fire gets rekindled. This is a rivalry that can really start to pick back up, and it could also potentially in the future carry over to other departments, not just basketball. It could also be, you know, football or other sports, women's basketball as well. So, you know, there's other things that this could start to really rekindle that fire. It doesn't matter if it's Division II or NAIA. You can still play each other, and if we can build that up, I tell you what, that's really going to create a lot of buzz around this area, and hopefully in Kearney too, because if you get a home and home, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, this could be the foundation of that, and that would be fantastic.
Oh, and we are going to be hearing several of those stories on the Hastings College Spotlight as we progress through the Hastings College basketball season this year here on 1230 KHS. Once again, January 12th, the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's first national tournament team, and that's going to be celebrated and honored at a game against UNK at Hastings College. Adam Mazur, the Sports Information Director, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight program. Adam, I know that we'll be talking with you several times throughout the basketball season, so we will keep in touch. We appreciate the information, and happy start to the basketball season here for Hastings College.
All right, we appreciate it, Tyson, and I absolutely love doing this stuff, and we look forward to doing it in the future.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, absolutely.
It's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Stay tuned to Hastings College Basketball. We'll get you out to the second half of Hastings College versus Baker University right here on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Abby Jackson has hit a three-pointer for Hastings College. Janelle Russ has hit a three-pointer for Tabor. And now a rebound and follow shot here by Cammie Breckman, and she scores for Hastings. So we're in the second half now. About 30 seconds into the second half, it's 47-39. Actually, 47-29. Hastings College has got the advantage here early in the second half. Broncos leading at halftime, 42-26. Tabor shooting our basket to our right here in the second half. Here is Russ. She puts it up off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Laurel Zwiener. So Hastings has led this baby all the way here tonight. Abby Jackson has got the ball out to Frankie Peterson. Top of the key. Sends it inside to Breckman. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound is going to be saved here by Zwiener. Gets it out to Van Kirk on the wing. Jamie Van Kirk looking to penetrate. Drives it inside. Puts it up there right-handed. Just off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Lemke. Hannah Lemke for the Tabor Blue Jays. And now we've got a foul call as Tabor got the ball back into the offensive zone. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Kirk. That's going to be your second. And now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 18 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 47, Tabor 29.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by Janelle Rust. Rust has now got 4 points in the basketball game. That's only the second free throw tonight for Tabor College. The first one made is Janelle Rust will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So she cans a couple of free throws. And the Hastings lead is now 16 points at 47-31. Abby Jackson with the ball. Tabor stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's Bruckman behind the screen. Now fires up a three-pointer. Shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanisha Dean. Tanisha Dean runs it down the right sideline. Her bounce pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Bruckman, and then her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to go Hastings' way here. The Broncos will play things in. Right in front of the scorers table here on the near sideline. Abby Jackson will play things in for Hastings College. Tabor had 9 turnovers in the first half of play. Hastings had 5. 47-31 is the score. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Broncos led at halftime 42-26. Here's Jackson with the ball at the top of the key. Jackson to Bruckman. Inside down to Zwiener. Backs up, puts it up off the glass. It's going to be no good because they're on the rebound. Shoots and scores. Laurel Zwiener has got 13 points in the ball game here for Hastings. The Broncos now leading by 18 points. It's 49-31. 17-18 remaining in the ball game. Zerker has got the ball in the lane. Zerker has to get rid of it. She does. Over on the right side to Nikki Lewis. Lewis picked up there by Jackson. Gets it down in the corner now to Maxwell. Maxwell drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Erin Maxwell scores there for Tabor. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 49-33. Hastings again with a 16-point lead. Under 17 minutes to play here in the contest. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson goes over to Bruckman. Left side of the lane. Free throw line extended. Bruckman looking. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Double team. Zwiener dribbles once. Throws it back out on the right wing. Frankie Peterson has got it with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Outside to Van Kirk for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tabor. With the board is Zerker. Valerie Zerker runs it down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Moves it down on the baseline to Maxwell. Drives, shoots, and scores. Aaron Maxwell scores. Mallory Zerker got the assist. 49-35. It's a 14-point lead here for Hastings. Jackson moves it over to Van Kirk, right side of the lane. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to the top of the key. Runs the offense. There's a feed to Abby Jackson. Moves it down into baseline. Kicks her back out to Peterson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ronald's out of there. And the rebound comes down to Nikki Lewis. Lewis, right-handed dribble into the forecourt. Now to Zerker. Outside to Rush. Shot for three is an air ball. It's saved here on the baseline by Maxwell. Now to Lewis. Nikki Lewis has got it here for the Tabor Blue Jays. Looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Down the lane. Lewis puts up a shot. It rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Now to Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Abby drives it to the goal. Shot good. Abby Jackson now with 5 points all in the second half. It's 41-35. 15 and a half minutes to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Zerker gives it away. Now she dribbles it down the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Van Kirk. There's a nice pass underneath the basket. They get it to other Peterson, but she misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Janelle Rust. Rust puts it on the floor, dribbles with her left hand, into the offensive zone. Hands it away now to Tanisha Dean, dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here in the 3-point territory to Zerker. Zerker looking to penetrate, drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener maybe got a little piece of that one. Outlet pass to the nightline, and we got two players running into each other right here at the mid-court stripe. Frankie Peterson goes down hard right in front of the scores table, runs into Aaron Maxwell. Maxwell gets hit with a personal foul there for Tabor. That's going to be the first foul on Aaron Maxwell. End of the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Sierra Williamson. She's going to check in. Chanel Farmer is going to come in there. Also checking in for Hastings will be Holly Samuelson. 14:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings looking for their third win of the season here tonight. Broncos will play Kansas Wesleyan coming up on Friday night. Their conference season for both the Hastings College men and women will start a week from Saturday against Northwestern. So a tough conference opener for both the men's and women's basketball teams for Hastings College. Here's Chelsea Morton back into the ball game for Hastings. A feed inside to Williams. Center pass is deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Lewis running back the other way. She drives, shoots, and misses, but she's going to be fouled in the play. Hastings turns over for the sixth time here in the ball game. A personal foul is going to be called on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line for Tabor will be Nikki Lewis. Hastings College basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. A shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Nikki Lewis. That's her first free throw of the night. She misses this one. She'll have one more shot here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 14:40 remaining here in this second period. Hastings College is leading by the score of 51-35 as Nikki Lewis will go back to the free throw line here. Just a little kid, 5 foot and a senior out of the Sooner State down in Oklahoma. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she has one out of two. End of the ball game now will be Kayla Wilgers, and going out will be Lewis. So Wilgers back in there. Now for Tabor College, a 5'6" sophomore out of Elbing, Kansas. 51-36, Hastings College with a 15-point lead. Here's Jackson with the ball, drives it down the right side of the lane, reaching in foul on Tabor. Ball is jarred loose, but Kayla Wilgers picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on Tabor. It'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jackson will play things in. They get it to Farmer. Chanel Farmer drives it toward the goal. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Troxel. She lost it out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Haley Troxel had it in her hands and lost it out of bounds. So Hastings will play it in. Jackson baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson looking. Finally comes way out on top. That's Samuelson with the ball. Now to Jackson in the wing. Penetrates. Gets it back out here to Williamson. Her shot from 12 is going to be no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. Picked up here by Troxel of Tabor. The Blue Jays have the basketball. They're trailing by 15. It is 51-36. Hastings has been in control of this thing since the opening tap. Dean has got the ball. Dean moves it down on the baseline to Troxel. Moves to her left. Fires up a 15-footer. No good. Rebound to Mez. Tamez having problems with it. There's a pass back outside now to Lepke. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Samuelson. Two on one. The Farmer shot good. Chanel Farmer now with 8 points in the basketball game for Hastings. It's 53-36. Hastings College in the lead. Down the right sideline again will be Lemke. Leads it out here toward the midcourt stripe now to Kaylee Troxel. Troxel feeds it over here on the near side to Wilgers. Hands it back to Troxel right in front of the taper bench around the screen. Nearly turns the ball over on a palming violation, but the officials say no. Down in the corner, Wilgers for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer of Hastings College. Here comes Chanel Farmer down the left sideline. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Shot is up there, no good. The ball is tipped and a foul is going to be called. Morton tipped the ball there for Hastings and picks up the personal foul. Chelsea picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Hastings College men's basketball team is in action tonight. They are playing in Omaha against Bellevue University. The Broncos are looking for their second win after they won their opener last Friday night. 53-36. Hastings College with a 17-point lead here. And now we've got a whistle here. It's going to be a reset the shot clock or something as Tabor is going to play things in here right in front of the scorers table. So Tabor will play things in. This is Wilgers with the ball. Kayla Wilgers outside to Tanisha Dean. She throws up an off-balance shot from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson, right-handed dribble about waist high, brings it in here to the offensive zone. Out to Autumn Zinnan, who's back into the ball game for Hastings College. Autumn moves it to the top of the key. Now loses control of it on the dribble. It is loose. It goes for the far sideline. It's picked up here by a Tabor College. Running back the other way is Wilgers. Her shot no good. Follow shot is up and in. Hannah Lepke got the offensive board and the putback there for Tabor. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 53-38. Hastings College with a 15-point lead. Here come the Broncos again on the offensive attack. Samuelson has got it right at the free throw line. Samuelson trying to put Tabor in the air. Instead comes out to Chelsea Morton with 10 seconds still in the shot clock. Chelsea drives it to the goal, shoots and scores. Chelsea Morton scores there 55-38. The Broncos in control here. We're 8 minutes into the second half at the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Tanisha Dean. Her shot no good. Rebound Autumn Zinnan of Hastings College. Autumn brings her back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Stops. Gets it ahead. Now to Chanel Farmer. Feeds it down low to Williamson. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by Kaylee Troxel. The Blue Jays run her back the other way. Troxel gets it now to Wilgers. Back outside to Tomez. He drives it down the lane and a traveling violation. She runs into Chelsea Morton. Goes down on the hardwood here. And gets hit with a traveling violation. That's 11 turnovers now on Tabor here in the ball game. Hastings College has got 7. Broncos have the lead 55-38 over Tabor College. Hastings led at halftime on a score of 42-26. Autumn Zinnan has got the ball here for Hastings College as he walks it across the midcourt stripe here for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Farmer. Now to Chelsea Morton. Over to Haley Giebers is into the ball game for the first time. Giebers, a 6-foot sophomore out of Superior, Nebraska. Here's Zinnan. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off of the left side. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Tabor College. Aaron Maxwell gets the board. Now to Kayla Wilgers. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. There's a feed to the far sideline at Troxel. She pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer. Her shot no good. Rebound Zerker. She loses control, and now we got a foul called. Hastings College going to be whistled for the foul. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer, and that's going to be your first. Into the ball game now for Tabor is going to be Molly Moran. Moran comes in. Going out is going to be Troxel. Also coming in for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. And going out will be Autumn Zinnan. 55-38 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. There's a feed off of the inbound. A shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Erin Maxwell gets the field goal, and she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-pointer. The personal is going to be whistled on Van Kirk, who just checked back in there. That's going to be the third foul on Jamie Van Kirk. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Aaron Maxwell, trying to make this a three-point play. 0-1 so far tonight. She is 9 out of 11 for the season as Aaron Maxwell stirs up there. The shot is up. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Now to Chelsea Morton into the forecourt. Out to Van Kirk. Now to Morton. Comes across the top to Farmer. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Van Kirk tips the ball, but it's right into the hands of Maxwell. Tabor College has got the ball. They're down by 15 points here. Hastings with the lead in the second half. Wilgers has got it. Wilgers comes across it down to Zerker. She drives it toward the goal against Mortner. Shot up and in. Mallory Zerker scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 55-42. Tabor's back to within 13 points. Here's Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by Janelle Russ for Tabor. Russ gets it over there to the far sideline. The Wilgers brings it back to the center of the floor. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer of Hastings. Farmer all over. Wilgers gets rid of it on the high post to Maxwell. Maxwell hands it off. Now to Russ. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. She falls down, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Giebers. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 in the Broncos. Here comes Cammie Bruckman back into the ball game. Here comes Frankie Peterson back in. Morton comes out. Samuelson checks out. We're about halfway through the second half here. 55-42 is the score. Hastings leading here by 13 with 10:02 remaining. Here's Aaron Maxwell with the ball. Maxwell out to Mallory Zerker. Out of Lewis. Dribble penetration to the elbow. Now a foul is called. Right side of the lane is Lewis looking for some penetration there. Personal foul is going to be called here on Giebers. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Giebers is going to check out. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ballgame. Nikki Lewis will go to the free throw line. Hastings College is playing Bellevue tonight in men's college basketball. The Hastings College men with an early 7-6 lead. They got about 4.5 minutes gone in that first half of play as Nikki Lewis hits the first free throw. That makes the score 55-43 in favor of Hastings. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. Farmer has got the ball now for Hastings. Down the left sideline. Farmer gets it out here to Frankie Peterson. Brings it down to Farmer again. Free throw line extended left side. Her pass is going to be kicked up into about the 10th row of the bleachers on the far sideline. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jackson replacing Farmer. A couple of St. Cecilia products out there. Jackson is in. Farmer is out. 9:45 to play in the second half. It's 55-43. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's Van Kirk around the screen from Peterson. Van Kirk drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts it off for the window of the shot. No good. Rebound comes down here to Tabor. Molly Moran has got the ball. Long pass ahead to Zerker. She drives. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. That's Frankie Peterson getting back there for Hastings and committing the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Now Tabor, slowly but surely, hanging around here. It's 55-43. It's a 12-point lead. Hastings led at halftime by 16. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Mallory Zerker. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So now Tabor getting to the free throw line here in the second half. Hastings has already got 8 team fouls here in the second half, only 2 for Tabor. Mallory Zerker back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That's going to be short. The rebound comes down to Zwiener. So this is the closest Tabor has been for a while, 55-44. There's a shot from the left baseline. It's going to be no good there by Cammie Bruckman, and the rebound comes down to Tabor. Down the right sideline is Moran. Moran hustles back into the forecourt, gets it out here to Zerker. Dribble penetration by Zerker. Can't do anything with the ball. Back out to Moran, now to Nikki Lewis. Lewis dribbling with the ball out here. Comes over on the wing to Rust, hands it back to Lewis. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Nikki Lewis at the top of the key, looking at the Bronco man-to-man. Bombs it inside to Janelle Russ. She spins, drives it to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Janelle Russ scoring there. She's got 7 points, and now the Broncos want to call a timeout as Tabor has cut the lead to only 9 points here with 8 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. So Tabor on a comeback here. We got 8:53 remaining in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Tabor 46.
More than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHS. Hastings College men, they have the lead over Bellevue University in Omaha tonight. 13 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 11, Bellevue 6. So the Broncos have a 5-point lead in men's competition. Hastings looking for their second win of the 2013-2014 season. Hastings College women looking for their third win here tonight. They've got the lead 55-46. Hastings led by 16 points at halftime. It's now down to 9 points here at 55-46. Coach not happy during that last timeout. We'll see if the team responds here. Abby Jackson brings it across the midcourt stripe here with a right-handed dribble. Jackson starts off right, now feeds on the right wing. Zwiener has got the ball. Zwiener gets it here on the near sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's loose, and Jackson picks it up. Abby moves it down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it, lobs it back inside to Zwiener. Zwiener backdoor cut to get the ball to Breckman, and shot is up and in. Nice pass by Zwiener. Cammie Breckman gets the field goal. Breckman's now got 10 points in the ballgame. 57-46. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Mallory Zerker has got the ball. Reverses it, gets it to Nikki Lewis. Lewis back out on top. There's a long-range jumper by Zerker. That's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down here by Jackson. Jackson has got it for Hastings College. Runs her back the other way. Jackson hustles into the forecourt. Now Breckman goes down. And Breckman turns an ankle over there. Gabby Breckman is down here for Hastings College as she turns an ankle just as she came into the offensive zone there for the Broncos. So Breckman is down at the 7:56 mark of the second half of play. Hastings out on top by 11 points at 57-46. So the Broncos had a 16-point lead at halftime at 42-26. Tabor came back to cut the lead to only 9 points at 55-46. Hastings getting the last field goal to make it 57-46. And now Cammie Breckman is down on the hardwood here for Hastings College, and she'll have to be off to the sideline. Breckman turns an ankle as she comes into the offensive zone. She's going to check out. And here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ballgame. So Chanel Farmer comes back in. Breckman will come to the bench and get some medical attention here. That's not good. Breckman, one of the leading scorers here on the team, can be heavily counted for here for the 2013-2014 season. Broncos have the ball. Zwiener gets it back out here. The Peterson out of Farmer. The Jackson inside to Zwiener. Zwiener spins, puts it up there left-handed, and misses, no good. Rebound, Peterson, her shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson gets the offensive board and the putback. Peterson now has 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 13-point lead, 59-46 with 7.5 minutes to play. Zerker's got the ball on the wing on the right side, back out to Janelle Rust. Comes across the top now to Tanisha Dean. Dean drives the ball toward the goal. The shot is up there. There's no good, but the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on to Van Kirk. That's going to be your fourth personal foul. So four fouls now on Van Kirk. That's the ninth team foul on Hastings College here in the second half of play. Tanisha Dean will go to the free throw line here for Tabor. Dean has not scored so far, and she still hasn't scored as she misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, down to Farmer. Chanel Farmer has got the basketball for Hastings College. Bounce pass comes over here in the wing. On the left side, it's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Free throw line extended. Van Kirk, bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Spins, but that's a shot good. Laurel Zwiener having a way over night tonight. She's got 15 points in the ballgame. This is by far her best effort of the three games that Hastings has played so far. And Hastings back out to a 61-46 lead as the Broncos have scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. Here's a Tabor with the ball. He feed it inside to Dean. Forces up a shot. Jump ball. As a Chanel Farmer get her hands on it there for Hastings College. Forces the jump ball situation. Van Kirk comes out. Coming into the ball game is going to be Sandelson. On the alternating jump is going to be Tabor playing things in. Tanisha Dean underneath her own basket here to the left side will play things in at the 6:40 mark of the second half. Lobs it back out here to Rust. She loses control. The ball's going to be brought down here by Farmer. She drives, shoots, and scores. Chanel Farmer scores there for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Turnover number 13 in the ballgame for Tabor. Hastings leading now by a score of 63-46. There's a long three-pointer. Zerker hitting a three-pointer quickly back here for Tabor. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 63-49. Hastings responded with an 8-0 run following that timeout. There's a Farmer. She was too far underneath the basket. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound Peterson. Her shot no good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot no good. And a rebound ripped out of there by Tabor. Now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Peterson. Hastings with three shots in the hole there and could not convert. So Peterson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. And now we walk to the other end of the floor here. And Tabor will have some free throws. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And going to the free throw line will be Amber Tamez for Tabor. She has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here tonight. 87% from the free throw line for the season. And her shot is up there. It's good. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. Going out is going to be Laurel Zwiener. 63-50. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Scored the first 4 points in the ball game. Led at halftime by 16, 42-26. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tamez hits a couple of free throws, and it's now 63-51. Hastings leading by a dozen here in the second half. Samuelson, bounce pass inside. It's going to be knocked away from Zwiener. Hastings turns the ball away for the eighth time here tonight. Coming back the other way is Zerker down in the baseline on the right side. Brings it up high. Now returns back to the baseline. Nice move. A shot is up there against Jackson. That's going to be no good. Abby grabs the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be a Tabor ball. Hastings College men holding on to a 19-11 lead over Bellevue right now. They've got 10 minutes to play in half number one down in Bellevue. 19-11, the Hastings College men with the lead. 63-51 here. Hastings out on top in women's college basketball. Zerker at the top of the key. Zerker drives it down the lane to the basket. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson with the ball for Hastings. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Peterson brings it into the offensive zone. Feeds it inside to Williamson. Outside down to Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Zerker. Mallory Zerker has got the ball for Tabor College. Zerker gets it into the offensive zone with a feed there to Tanisha Dean. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. She'll dribble her back the other way. There's Samuelson with the ball. Out there in three-point territory. Left side of the floor. Comes out here to Frankie Peterson. Now to Jackson to the free throw line. Williamson. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanisha Dean. Tanisha Dean to Nikki Lewis. Running back two on two. Nikki Lewis holds up now to Tanisha Dean. Far sideline Zerker. Inside the free throw circle to Tamez. That is Zerker. Now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Jackson. Or check that. It's going to go on Peterson.
Also number 25, Frankie Peterson.
Frankie Peterson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number 5 on Frankie Peterson. So she fouls out of the ball game now with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. And that's going to be now the officials all right, the Chanel Farmer is going to pick up the foul instead of Frankie Peterson. So Frankie stays in the ball game. Chanel picks up her second personal foul. And going to the free throw line will be Mallory Zerker. She's got 8 points in the contest. Zerker's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. She'll have one more. Here comes Chelsea Morton to the ball game. Samuelson comes out. Head of the ball game for Hastings will be Van Kirk. Chanel Farmer checks out. Cammie Bruckman, after a tape job, comes back into the ball game. Frankie Peterson checks out. 63-52. Hastings with an 11-point lead here with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is good by Mallory Zerker. Now Tabor wants to call a timeout. Tabor College wants to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the basketball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Tabor 53.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Well, round number two of the state high school football playoffs tomorrow on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Start things off with Adams Central playing in Norfolk against the Knights, the three-time defending state champions, the Norfolk Catholic Knights. 2:45 for the pregame show tomorrow here on 1230 KHS, 3 o'clock for the kickoff between Adams Central and Norfolk Catholic. Also coverage of Hastings St. Cecilia, Blue Hill on our network of stations, in addition to the Giltner Hornets. 63-53, Hastings with a 10-point lead. Bruckman down the lane, a running one-hander is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Morton back out to Bruckman. Here's a jump pass down on the baseline. Sierra Williamson, first shot from 10 is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Sierra Williamson. The assist there goes to Bruckman. 65-53, Hastings with a 12-point lead. Nikki Lewis with the ball, feeds it inside. There's Lepke, your shot no good, but here's a foul called. Lepke draws a personal foul inside on Hastings. This is going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line will be Hannah Lepke. She's got 5 points in the basketball game. Averaged 6.5 points last weekend. 65-53. Tabor at one time had a 9-point deficit to make up. That's as close as they have been for a while. It's now back up to 12 points at 65-53 as Lepke misses on the free throw. She'll have one more shot here. 3:54 to play. Next shot is up there as good, so Lemke hits one out of two from the free throw line. 65-54. Hastings out on top. Broncos out of the ball, back to their offensive zone. This is Bruckman with it. Cammy Bruckman gets it now to Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Nikki Lewis. Chelsea Morton on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Williamson. She is double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. Williamson double-teamed just as she caught the ball right side of the lane. And a personal foul called there on Hannah Lepke of Tabor. That's going to be her second, third team foul on the Blue Jays here in the second half of play. Aaron Maxwell comes back in. Here comes Janelle Rust back into the ballgame now for Tabor. Checking in for Hastings will be Zwiener as a Sierra Williamson will come to the bench. 65-54, Hastings with an 11-point lead. Jackson will play things in, tap back out of bounds. Abby will try it again. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Jackson looking. Jackson looking. Finally gets it into a Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out here to Van Kirker. Shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener, and she's going to be fouled. So Laurel Zwiener with another offensive board here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Aaron Maxwell. That's going to be her second to the free throw line for Hastings. Is going to be Laurel Zwiener. She's got 15 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. One out of one from the free throw line, and her shot is up and in. So Zwiener having the best game of the young season so far. She had 11 against Culver Stockton last weekend. Here's the next one. It's up there. It is good. Laurel Zwiener now is 17 in this ball game. There comes Farmer back into the ball game. Cammy Bruckman. We'll check out here for Hastings College. Now Bruckman is going to stay in the ball game. That's going to be Van Kirk coming to the bench. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this second half. Hastings out on top by a score of 67-54. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. And now we got a timeout called from Tabor as they were having some problems inbounding the ball here. So 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 67, Tabor 54.
Need body work? Call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings. where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings looking for their third win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. 3 minutes and 30 seconds away from wrapping up that victory. They have the lead over Tabor by a score of 67-54. But Tabor, a team that's been scrappy, and they're not rolling over in the contest. Hastings had a 16-point lead at halftime. Here comes Tabor back up the floor down the right sideline. Maxwell has got it. Maxwell flips it away to a Nikki Lewis out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Jackson. Bounce pass to Mallory Zerker. Zerker gets it down to Tanisha Dean. There's a feed down low and a shot by Janelle Russ. It's going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled on a play. A push from behind. Going to go on Hastings. Going to go on Jackson. That's going to be your first. That's going to send Janelle Russ to the free throw line. 70-plus free throws in the ball game between Hastings and Culver Stockton last weekend in the opening game of the season. Nowhere close to that here tonight. Janelle Russ throws up the free throw here. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the stripe. That one was off of the left side a little bit. 67-54. Next one is up there. It is good. So Janelle Russ hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings now with a 12-point lead again. It's 67-55. Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Hustles into the forecourt. Jackson goes over to Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass inside to Bruckman. Shot is up there. Good. Cammie Bruckman on the baseline left side scores for Hastings College, and she's got 12 points in the ball game. Broncos again leading by 14, 69-55. Rust with the ball. Rust, scoop shot up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tabor College with the ball. The Blue Jays will play it in. Last touch by Hastings down there. Blue Jays play it in. They get it to Maxwell. Now to Nikki Lewis. Lewis feeds it inside to Zerker. Kicks it back down on the baseline. Driving there is Maxwell. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Erin Maxwell scoring there for Tabor. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. The personal foul is going to be called on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her second. Morton will check out. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk back into the ball game. Coming in now for Tabor is going to be Kayla Wilgers. 69-57. Hastings with a 12-point lead, but Erin Maxwell trying to slice into the lead right here. Hastings, despite leading at halftime, have been unable to put this Tabor team away here in the second half. Maxwell will have a free throw as she looks up there. Erin Maxwell's free throw is good. So a three-point play. It's now a 69-58 lead for the Broncos. 2.5 minutes to play. Jackson's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Zerker. Down the floor, they get it to Janelle Rust, and she lays it in. And again, it's a 9-point lead, the second time here in the last couple of minutes. That's Tabor has been within 9 points, only a 3-possession ball game. Hastings back with the ball. Van Kirk, she drives it into the lane, tries to dish it away, and a foul is called. So 69-60 is the score now, with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Tanisha Dean. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got 9 points in the basketball game here for the Broncos. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Van Kirk now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Here comes Peterson back into the ball game. Chanel Farmer will check out. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in this second half. Hastings leading now by 10. 70-60 is the score. As Van Kirk will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Jimmy Van Kirk hits a couple of free throws. 71-60. Here comes Mallory Zerker with the ball. Now to Wilgers. Hustles it into the forecourt against Jackson. Jackson tips the ball away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch here by Tabor College. Last touch by Kayla Wilgers. Good job defensively there by Abby Jackson. That's 14 turnovers now on Tabor. Hastings has got it with 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings 71, Tabor 60. Broncos have the ball. Jamie Van Kirk back to the offensive zone. Sends it over there to Bruckman. Lobs it inside now to Zwiener. Zwiener with it back to the basket. Back down in the corner. Shot is up and in. Cammie Bruckman scores on the baseline of the left side. About a little 12-footer. She's got 14 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 13-point lead. 73-60. There's Tabor with the ball. Back out here to Tanisha Dean. Tanisha Dean drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot by Zerker is up there. No good. Rebounded here on the weak side there by Maxwell. Maxwell keeps it alive for Tabor. Hands it away to Janelle Rust. And now we got a timeout called. Tabor wants to call a timeout. 1 minute, 24 seconds to play in the basketball game. Tabor wants a timeout. The score, it is Hastings College 73, Tabor 60.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College men, they continue to lead Bellevue University. 34-27 is the score there. They've got 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play until halftime in Bellevue tonight. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Hastings College women with a 13-point lead here with a minute and 23 seconds to play in the basketball game as Tabor tries to inbound the ball. It was deflected back out of bounds. Tabor will play things in here on the near sideline. Tanisha Dean will play things in for the Blue Jays of Tabor College. Again, they play it in, and Jackson deflects the ball away from Nikki Lewis into the Blue Jays bench. They'll try it again. Tanisha Dean will move about 5 feet to her right. They'll try to play it in now here on the near sideline. Still with a minute and 23 seconds to play in the ball game. They get it in. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be taken away here by Frankie Peterson. A turnover there on Tabor. Hastings has got the ball. Peterson lobs it inside to Zwiener. Spins in the lane. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Bruckman has got it. Goes back up. Her shot no good. But she's fouling the play. Bruckman with an offensive board there. For Hastings College. The Broncos doing a great job on the glass here tonight. Janelle Ross picks up the personal foul for Tabor. That's going to be your second. Going to the free throw line here for the Broncos is going to be Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman has got 14 in the ball game. Here tonight, she's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots right here. Her first one is up there. It is good. Bruckman turned her ankle earlier in this half, went to the locker room to get retaped, and now she's back out there. Bruckman now with 15 in the ball game. Laurel Zwiener, she's leading the way. She has got 17 for the Broncos. Next shot is up there, in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down here to Janelle Russ. Approaching the 1 minute mark, 74-60. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here's Nikki Russ with the ball. Goes over to Tanisha Dean. Tanisha Dean holds it. Down on the baseline to Lewis. Lewis to Maxwell. Maxwell circles around. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. There's a feed over to Zerker. Zerker trying to move to the basket. And a foul's going to be called. Zerker tries to motor toward the basket there. And a foul's going to be called on Bruckman. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Mallory Zerker back to the free throw line here for Tabor College. After the ball game tonight, we've got our player of the game. Also, our coach's post-game show, so stick around for that. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Mallory Zerker. Tomorrow, the second round of the state high school football playoffs will start off with Adams Central playing at Norfolk Catholic. 2:45 for the pregame show, 3 o'clock for the kickoff tomorrow. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Gets it away to Bruckman. Drives, shoots, and scores. Cammie Bruckman takes the distance there for Hastings. She's got 17 points now. It's a 15-point lead for the Broncos. It's 76-61. Tabor back with the ball. Blue Jays have it. Here's Zerker. She hands it away to a Tanisha Dean. Dean out here to a Janelle Russ. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. It's going to be blocked down. The shot's blocked down by Zwiener. Ball is recovered here by Jackson. Abby Jackson hustles back the other way. Abby with the ball back in their offensive zone. Out to Jamie Van Kirk. Looks at the clock. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Now to Bruckman. Bruckman back out to Van Kirk, and the Broncos are just going to run the time, and the Broncos will have their third win of the 2013-2014 season. Hastings will win it tonight. Final score of 76-61. So the Broncos win by 15 points here tonight, leading by 16 at halftime. Tabor cut the lead down to 9 a couple of times in the second half at 55-46 and at 69-60. But Hastings wins it tonight. Final score of 76-61. Hastings now 3-0 in the season. They'll get ready for Kansas Wesleyan coming up on Friday night here at home. Tabor College Despite receiving some votes for the NAIA preseason poll in the top 25, the Blue Jays dropped to no wins and three losses. Here the final score, Hastings 76, Tabor 61. We'll check the numbers after this.
Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team knocks off Tabor College tonight. Final score of 76-61. Hastings scored the first 4 points of the ball game and never really looked back. Tabor had a 1 point deficit to make up at 15-14 with 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first half. But then the Broncos went on a 15-5 run to go out on top 30-19. Led at 42-26 by halftime. Again, Tabor cut the lead down to 9 points a couple of times in the second half at 55-46 and at 69-60. But Hastings wins it tonight by the score of 76-61. The Broncos getting 17 points apiece tonight from Laurel Zwiener and also Cammy Breckman. Jamie Van Kirk had 11 points. Chanel Farmer had 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Frankie Peterson had 6. Alex Edwards had 6 points. Abby Jackson had 5. Chelsea Morton had 2. And Sierra Williamson had 2 points. Tabor tonight, they were led by Aaron Maxwell and Mallory Zerker. They each scored 11 points. 10 for Janelle Rust. 8 points for Kayla Wilgers. Amber Tamez had 6 points. 4 for Kaylee Troxel. 3 points for Molly Moran. And 2 for Nikki Lewis. Hastings ended up shooting 35% for the ball game. They were 28 out of 79 from the field tonight for 35%. Tabor 21 out of 63 for 33%. Hastings just 3 out of 9 on three-pointers tonight for 15%. Tabor, they were 6 out of 18 for 33%. Hastings hit 17 out of 21 from the free-throw line for 81%. Tabor was 13 out of 22 for 61%. Hastings out-rebounding Tabor tonight 54-38, including 20-13 on the offensive end. The Broncos had 11 turnovers in the ballgame, 16 for Tabor. Hastings with 3 block shots and 9 steals. Tabor had 1 block shot and 6 steals. But again, Hastings College wins it tonight over Tabor by a score of 76-61. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And we're back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it tonight 76-61 over Tabor College. And this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Getting five players in double figures tonight for the Broncos. Laurel Zwiener, a big night. 17 points, 15 rebounds. So a double-double there for Laurel Zwiener. 17 points and 7 rebounds for Cammie Bruckman. 11 points and 5 rebounds for Jamie Van Kirk. And Chanel Farmer, she had 10 points and 5 rebounds for the Broncos. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener putting together a good performance here tonight, scoring 17 points, grabbing 15 rebounds. Zwiener, the 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. She went 7 out of 16 from the field tonight, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, pulls down 15 rebounds, 6 on offense and 9 on defense, scores the 17 points. In addition, she had 3 steals and 2 block shots as she plays about 25 minutes here for head coach Kerry Hostetter. So Laurel Zwiener will be our player of the game tonight as Hastings College knocks off Tabor College by the score of 76-61. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the player of the game brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Back here at Hastings College as the Hastings College women's basketball team knocks out Tabor College tonight by a score of 76-61 after leading 42-26 at halftime. Still waiting for Kerry Hostetter to make her way back out of the locker room here for the Broncos. Hastings College men's basketball team, they are playing in Bellevue tonight, taking on the nationally ranked Bellevue University. Hastings, with 11 seconds to play in the first half, has got the lead over Bellevue. The score is 45-33. Brady Lohman, he has scored 20 out of the 45 points for Hastings in the first half of play. He's at 8 out of 14 from the field so far, 4 out of 5 from the 3-point territory. As Lohman has got 20 points to lead Hastings College men, they've scored 20 out of the 45 points for the Broncos tonight. They have the lead over Bellevue in the first half. They got 11 seconds to play there, 45-33. Hastings College with the advantage in the men's side of things in Bellevue. But again, the Hastings College women here, they win over Tabor College by the score of 76-61. So the Broncos, they will play again on Friday night when they play host to Kansas Wesleyan. As the Broncos are heading toward their conference season, which will get underway a week from Saturday as they will play host to Northwestern. So Hastings will got Kansas Wesleyan coming up this weekend on Friday night. Then they've got a date with Friends University down in Wichita next Tuesday before they play Northwestern coming up on Saturday. And that's going to be a tough conference opener for the Broncos a week from Saturday. So Hastings College wins it again tonight over Tabor College by the score of 76-61. We'll take our break and be back. We'll be right back after this.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings wins it again tonight, 76-61. Kerry Hofstetter joins us in the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Maybe not your A game, but I'll tell you what, a win is a win at this point in the season, huh?
Yeah, thanks. It was definitely ugly at times, to be blunt. But it was a good win for us. Obviously, we've talked about before that Tabor was receiving votes and picked in the top three of the conference preseason. So definitely a good team. I think that's one of those wins that you won't complain about, but you definitely learn some things about what we need to work on and need to move forward and getting better at some, especially half-court execution, for sure.
And talk about this, some of the things that maybe they kind of showed us that we still have some work to do.
Well, you know, we didn't get probably quite as much transition stuff as we got last weekend. And so a lot more possessions of, you know, running just half-court offense, and we did a lot of standing and we didn't move the ball as well as we would have liked, so those are all things that come with time and just a little bit more working and playing together.
You had some times where you did play pretty well. Went on a 15-5 run in the first half of play to get out to an 11-point lead and led at halftime by a 16 points. So you can't complain there. A pretty good effort at times there in the first half.
Yeah, you know, I felt like the first half our offense was okay. You know, we moved the ball fairly well at times and were able to get a little bit of transition there. The second half, I felt like we went on a little bit of a dry spell, and then our defense kind of followed our offensive dry spell, and we struggled a little bit getting stops, and they made a run at us there, and I felt like our upperclassmen did a great job of kind of getting back in there and putting a plug on it.
Yeah, they cut the lead down a couple of times to 9 points. You're kind of standing around. Is that the period where you're kind of standing around on offense?
Yeah, you know, just got a little bit stagnant. Stopped moving the ball, and we were taking some shots that I felt like we probably could have gotten some better shots, being a little bit impatient. And that's one of the downfalls of sometimes when you're making shots early in the game, then you start to, you know, settle for shots that, aren't always high percentage shots.
You guys out rebound these guys 54-38. Laurel Zwiener had a monster night tonight, 17 points and 15 rebounds. She's improved greatly. We kind of talked about that during the pregame show tonight.
Yeah, you know, we knew that they were going to play behind in the post, and so we really wanted to make sure that we attacked and got Laurel the ball, and she did a great job. She's gotten a lot stronger, and she's making her moves a little bit more with a little bit more authority. I thought she did a really great job, and then she was able to get some offense and putbacks and get her hands on some balls that maybe she wouldn't have been able to get to last year.
Cammie Brecklin, she scores 17 points. Cammie is just Cammie. She seems like she's picked up right where she left off from last year.
Yeah, you know, sometimes her points are quiet. You know, I don't even think I noticed that she had 17. But, she like we've discussed before, she knows when and where to find her shots now. And she's kind of, you know, made herself comfortable in that role. And she's done a great job in that.
Chanel Farmer, she scores 10 points in double figures here tonight. And we kind of talked about her in the pregame show. She's going to be a force, I think, mostly on defense. Could be one of our defensive specialists, huh?
Yeah, you know, Chanel is sometimes you forget she's a freshman. She's just out there and just plays along and is comfortable and really good defender and really good on-ball defender. And then she also, hit a big three for us in the first half when we needed it. She gets buckets in transition because she runs the floor hard and gets some picks in the backcourt once in a while. So she's definitely somebody that we feel like has been a consistent substitute for us.
Kansas Wesleyan, Friends University, then into your conference season with Northwestern a week from Saturday. So a tough way to start the conference with Northwestern, I think, Doan the following Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, we just jump right in and play some of the toughest teams in the conference in the first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. We play Morningside and Concordia and obviously, Northwestern's our first game of the conference season, so you know, we just jump right in and are going to be challenged right away. So you know, we want to make sure here in the next couple of weeks that we prepare ourselves as much as we possibly can and get ready for the conference season.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
That's Kerry Hofstetter again. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Tabor College. Final score of 76-61. Broncos leading at halftime by a score of 42-26. Tabor cutting the lead a couple of times, down to 9 points in the second half, but could not get any closer. And Hastings wins it tonight by 15, 76-61. Again, 17 points, 15 rebounds for Laurel Zwiener. 17 points, 7 rebounds for Cammy Breckman. 11 points and 5 rebounds for Jamie Van Kirk. Chanel Farmer with 10 points and 5 rebounds for the Broncos. So Hastings is now 3-0 in the season. They'll take on Kansas Wesleyan coming up on Friday night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tabor College, they dropped to no wins and 3 losses. We'll have high school football coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have a complete coverage of all the area teams. Round number 2 of the state high school football playoffs will start things off tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 2:45 for the pregame show. 3 o'clock for the kickoff will be in Norfolk, as the Adams Central Patriots will take on the 3-time defending state champions, the Norfolk Catholic Knights. We'll have the play-by-play coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Also coverage of Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow. We'll have Blue Hill on the radio tomorrow, in addition to the Giltner Hornets. So complete coverage of the state high school football playoffs coming up tomorrow on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Again, the final score, Hastings College 76, Tabor College 61. For John Debrin, my producer and engineer, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation.